Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey with Life Podcast Show. I hate those kind of people that like, I know you, I talk about the past and stuff all the time and everything, but I do move on to other things too. I go back to my past, like my ex-wife and all, but I'm not stuck in the past, you know. Like some people stuck in the past. And I hate the African Americans that stuck in the past. They like to bring back the Jim Crow era. You know? And I think that's why we don't have a lot of black astronauts. Watching this. All Mankind on Apple TV. It's a pretty good show, too. You know, it's called Mankind on Apple TV. And pretty good. But this one character, she was black, and she was this Hoda Grinch. On the past. How many of the people you're around always hold a grudge? And don't you hate these hit calls? It seems like they never want to leave you. Still got that to go. But I'm going to do the show, man. I got cough drops and everything. Hold on, Pee-Pee. I'm doing my show today. I ain't gonna sit around. Take care of my audience. Ain't a damn thing wrong with me. No coke gonna stop me either. Sorry about that, people. Apologize. But, had to take some cough drops to stop that stupid cold. You know, don't you just hate those head colds? And there's some things just want to stick with you, just like to punch your guts out. Just to get it out. Yeah, I know about the COVID-19 and all that stuff. Yeah. But we still get colds too. They call it head colds, stuffy nose, rummy throat. You know? and don't have none of the systems, the symptoms of COVID-19. Fatigue, headaches. I got a little runny nose. But that's it. No loss of appetite. No, none of that. Because I ate some soup. No, everything. No chills. None of that. I don't have no chills or nothing like that. These are all some of the symptoms that comes with COVID-19. The headaches, chills, when you don't, a loss of appetite, funny taste in your mouth, whatever they can say, and so on. Now, watery eyes, I don't know about that, but eyes get watery. I'm just saying, it's a cold, a human cold. That's what I got, a head cold. We still get those, don't we? Yeah, I know we do. I got one. So, that's all I'm saying. It's still the regular sickness, too. And, you know, it's all coming out. You know? It's that weather out there, you know? Just that weather. I mean, stay cold. It's still wintertime, you know? Still wintertime. Hold on, baby. Okay, but this hate those colds that we get in the summer, spring, and fall. And you have to, nowadays you have to be careful with what you say and how you say it, because first day Negro Dink. Oh, it's COVID-19. You know, no one don't think the old-fashioned human cold. You know, it's always COVID-19. COVID-19 this, COVID-19 that. Not staying home no more. That's not my job. They catch you coughing and have a runny nose. Oh, you gotta go see the doctor. You got COVID-19. Just a little runny nose and a cold. Everybody know how long a head cold lasts, right? If you take good care of it. I got tea and honey. I'm going to get me some medicine. And I got this new iPhone that I'm so anxious to getting on and everything. You know, but I gotta take care of myself, right? I think about getting me another phone. Go to Best Buy, get another phone tomorrow. and just pay for that. Just the little cheap phones, so I can gotta have a phone to cut the phone on. So I gotta go get another phone to cut this phone on. And don't ask me. It asks when you activate it. It asks for identification code, and it sends to a phone. Don't send it to an email. It's sent to a phone. It's sent to another device. I wanted to send it to my email, but no, I don't have a phone. So, but maybe the telephone that I got, maybe it was sent it to that. So I gotta find out my number on the telephone and then send it to that. And maybe I can save a trip and everything to Best Buy, you know. Hopefully I can. And I got enough soup and everything out there. I got some, I got me some breakfasts and stuff. I think about getting me some wings. Just put them in the microwave and all. But I'd like to thank everyone from Texas, from New York, and Maryland. And hopefully I can get Delaware, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Ohio. And hopefully I can get back. All the other states that I had, hopefully I can get them back too. I want the whole map listening to this show. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm surprised that I got people, an area from Texas, listening to this. But that's good. That's really good. And that's really good, because if I got from Texas, then I just want whoever listening, pass the message on. Let it spread throughout the Texas. Lonely Star. I love y'all Texas women, and I love y'all in Texas. I know it's Republican state, you know, bull, so red state, whatever, but it's still the United States. It's still got history in it, and it's still a beautiful state. It's one of the states that I want to explore. I know y'all got a lot of stuff in Texas, you know. And y'all eat real good in Texas. And Road 66 goes through Texas. So I know Texas is a good state. A lot of cowboys and cowgirls. And just like to say hello to you, you know. And just pass the matches on. Whoever listening, pass the matches on. Listen to the show, podcast show. I'm a good guy. And I talk about everything, a little about nothing, about a little bit of something. And hopefully more Texases, and you pass it on to other states near you, and they start listening, then the other states, then California, one of my favorite states. Texas is my favorite, but I really love my Californian woman. And the state that I'm planning to live the rest of my life in, Washington State, up in Washington State, right by Canada, the Canada and Washington border. I'm planning to live the rest of my life there. And I'm planning to go there when I'm 78. To move there when I'm 78. Right there. Right on the border. Right in a little town. Little quiet town. Ain't that many people will bother you. People that know you, little small town, they have a little clinic that you can just get checkups, have a little doctor to watch over you for the rest of my life, you know. Transfer all my medical papers from the big hospital, Johns Hopkins, to that clinic. And, you know, that would be cool. Have a lot of books published, you know, and just, you know, look back. I mean, travel, keep on traveling until I get like 88. But that's where I want to close my days right there. Settle down and live the rest of my days. It could be a rented house or retirement home, whatever, you know. But how many of y'all thinking about y'all last places y'all want to live? I know I'm thinking about mine. I just told you, right by the border of Canada and Washington, and also by one of my other favorite states, Montana is one of the most beautiful states, and I'm not just saying that I've never been there. I just know it, and it's got its issues and everything, I'm sure. Got its ups and downs, and its crime, and its all that. But the mountains, boy, you get a motel, and just by the mountains, just stir those mountains. I mean, it's a country state. It's a country boy state. That's right. And when you go there, you have to be on your best behavior. And you're going to live in some of those nice towns with those nice people, you know. I mean, they don't want no problems from other cities, inner cities, coming to that town. And I don't have that. I just like to visit there, do my thing, you know. One of my books is, one of the towns from my books is from Montana. Yep. And it's a pretty good, pretty state. And anybody ever been there from the east, west coast, east coast, have family there. I know you know, and I'm talking about the mountains. God really shed his grace when he created that beautiful state. I mean, I just drive through it, drive everywhere, you know. I mean, all the states is beautiful, but Montana, it's just something about that state I dislike. I just hope that I get listeners there. We're listening to the show and everything. And just feel good. I know it's beautiful woman there too. I know beautiful woman. So it's one of the states that I'm going to visit when I start traveling. And when I start traveling, it's going to be around, like, I think maybe 58, 59. Like I said, the arm set a lot of things back. So I had to push things back, you know. And hopefully my audience will pass the message on, and y'all will go and buy them books, the beautiful stories that I'm writing. Not going to all be science fiction. It's going to be a little bit of science fiction mixed in with drama, romance, and stuff like that. Don't take my word for it. Just go to Amazon, Corey Whitlock, and order your book, you know. I mean, Data Blood, I'm going to write that today. Drop, that's another one. Bell of Joy is another guy. Bell of Joy. His name is Bell, and he just spread joy all over the world. You know, some other, even in other countries who don't like us, he spread that love. He called Bell of Joy. And it's another one. I know, I was thinking, oh, Tired. Tired is about a person just being tired of the inner city violence. And that character goes through something about it. You know? So those are some of the books that's coming. Yeah. Data Blood is one. So, and the ones that I just mentioned is coming right behind them. And I got a lot of other books that's coming right through the pipe too. You know? And I'm going to write like 25 manuscripts a year, you know, and then I'm going to start writing more, just start writing more, and just do the show, do a whole month show, and let the show run for itself, so that way I'll be a month ahead, you know, like, I know January and a little bit of February, I didn't get some shows up, but I'm trying my best to catch up. Like today is Thursday, February 11th, so this one should go up February 11th, and the next one that I do go up tomorrow, and the next one goes Monday, and just keep Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday going with shows. I think I'm doing a good job, you know, and hopefully my audience is happy, and the contact that I bring, you know, like I did some haunted jails with YouTube, I did other stuff with YouTube, you know, and the YouTube channel, Queen with Lock Podcast YouTube channel, where you can see me live on YouTube, I want a tape that I recorded on YouTube. As you see me doing the show, the podcast show, and the YouTube will show you me doing the show and everything. And I will be waving to you, hi to you, see me doing everything here in my studio area and all. It's not going to be live now. It's just going to be recording. Now, I am going to do some live shows throughout the year, okay? With YouTube and this one for the show. Now, the YouTube podcast is definitely going to be part of the Corey Whitlock podcast. But it's not going to have the theme song, okay? Because YouTube try to red flag me for that, saying I don't have the rights to it and all. I do have the royalty rights because I'm paying it, you know. And until I get that deal with I'm Gone with the Flow won't be the opening song on YouTube. I'll just be recording, you know. And then you can see me react as I say, Corey Whitlock Show. You can actually see that, you know. So this. Find me on YouTube, you know? Come on, just find me on YouTube, you know? And when I do the transfer to Anchor, I'm going to be on Riverside and Certify. So, and still going to be on all the big network formats and everything, but just going to be making that big transfer at the middle of the fifth season, and somewhere around I say September, October, November. Right in early part of the fifth season. And the fifth season starts around before football starts. 2 weeks or a week before football starts. And you get the shows in, you know, get them in for my audience. Get more audience. I need more audience. And I know y'all doing hard work, promoters. Y'all doing hard work, but I need all those 50 states to listen to me. You know? So, it's really not that much to talk about. I don't know what Star Trek show is on, is running right now, because, I mean, Picard don't run until next week. It's really hard to wait for Picard. No, can't wait. I mean, it's gonna be a really good send off. You know, that's why I say, give me some wings and fries. You know, it's be my day off the 16th, and run downtown. Give me my mobility tickets. Get back up. Turn the show on. See, the one thing about streaming shows, you can start it anytime you want. You know, it's not like the days where you have to run out to the store and everything and hurry up back before the show start, TV show start. Or you're going to miss it. You know, you're going to miss the premiere. It's not like that no more. When it comes on streaming, it's the original Netflix, whatever. So, all you have to do is come back home and just watch it anytime you want. You know? And that's what I'm gonna do. So, Star Trek fans, get ready, baby. Get ready. The Picard is going to be good. Now, how many of y'all know how big the ocean is? How many of y'all know how big the ocean is? Ocean is real big, right? And real deep. Some part of the ocean we haven't explored yet. I mean, it's so deep down there. It's creatures that we haven't discovered. You know, that down there, deep part of the ocean. So, just imagine that you're going on a trip and we got advanced technology now. Just imagine advanced technology that we can detect us and we can go really deep into the ocean. What would you think or what you want to find in the deep part of the ocean? Distinct. And I'll be right back. So people, I've been watching the video and this should give you an idea how deep the ocean is. And the reason I wanna, cause I'm a explorer. I like to explore the ocean, deep part of the ocean, and go explore the deep part of the space, you know. I just don't like to sit in, oh, they should spend that money on something else, or they should spend this money on something else. Now, if we discover stuff down there, or discover stuff on other planets and stuff, and bring this medicine and discovery back, who knows? You know? Who knows? That's why they do it. People don't understand why they do it. That's why they scared. And that's why they make lies and stuff. Oh, NASA is destroying the Earth. Oh, they sending rockets up. That's why we ain't getting nowhere. No. It was always changing. Before the rockets was even made, the Earth was changing. Just remember, it was a really hot planet before humans stepped on it. Who knows what's here before human race or the dinosaurs and such on. You know? It just questions and answers that just more and more lead us to theories and lies and stuff like that. Some people just don't understand. Some people just go to school, just to, oh, I don't want to be that. They it's normal to be a doctor or lawyer or a nurse and stuff like that, or a teacher and stuff, and then you sit there and try to tell people, oh, that's why they blow up, and that, that's why the rockets messed up the stuff and all. But when we discover stuff, people don't want to know where it came from, you know? They don't want to know it came from space. That's why we discover it.
No, it didn't come from no space. It didn't, you lied. Space.
And they try to make their own conspiracy story up.
And this facts is the facts. What do you mean? They did research on it. Oh, that's why we got a big hole in the ozone.
No. Because of Russia and China don't clean up their air. You know? And some, since we are making electric cars, we are cleaning up our air, the United States. Diesel fuel, and engineer scientists, has been working on this ever since cars begin. Trying to make you last longer, keep you away from the gas stations. But as time went on, those golf-eaten gas guzzlers of the past, you know, and then come and find out these golf guzzlers, gas eaters, was messing up the field, messing up the atmosphere, you know. So scientists said things gotta change, you know. And things did change. They start doing research. They start making better fuel, better mileage for the cars and everything. And some places, we just got better air in the California. You know, I don't know. California got the same clean gas stuff we got here on the East Coast, South, and all. But it's just dry there, you know. I mean, most of California is desert, and it's dry, and stuff like that, you know. And don't be scared to live there. It's a beautiful state, a lot to do. I mean, earthquakes can happen anytime, on any part of the country. It did happen on the East Coast. Happened when I was working at Fort Meade and all. You know? But some people don't do their research, think they know so much and all. Got a rock head like Trump do, and don't want nothing real education to come in. So, and that's why we do research, not only in space, but in the deep part of the ocean. And some scientists believe it's a cure for AIDS and cancer lies below the surface of the ocean. It might be an animal or something. Might discover a new fish, like lake trout, one of my favorite fish to eat, and might be the medicine that cure you. That fish might attack the cancer cells, all cancer cells, including the brain. Just imagine if we find something like that in the ocean, deep, deep, deep down in the ocean. Or we find something on the moon or Mars, or maybe we one year we might discover a way to go to the next nearest star in my lifetime, in your lifetime. And then when we get there, we can go to Uranus or one of the other outer planets, you know, Neptune and all. And might be able to go into that ocean. Send them machines, have a space machine, spaceship waiting with humans waiting, and we just send some robots down there, AIs. And we break the earth, the surface of the universe, and or Neptune. And then we open that the ocean up. You know, we know that it's a frozen planet. We open it. The water might be a cure for our diseases. You know? Might be answers out there. Might be asteroid. We might attach ourselves to an asteroid. And deep down in the asteroid might be water or some kind of planet or something. You know? And we discover it. That's why they go up there and they go deep, deep down there. Yes, it's one of the dangerous jobs in the world, but it's the most fun job in the world. It's better being president and have the whole world criticize you. You know, once you're an astronaut, you go up there, you do your thing, then you go live your life. You know? But right now, the astronauts now, they do. And I don't know, people. Don't know. Listen to this. I want y'all to listen. While I take some more cough drops.
Studies by just diving into it. A regular human with no special equipment can't go deeper than just 6 meters. If they have a scuba set, they can go 40 meters down. Although there are free divers that can plunge 100 meters below sea level without it, it's still nothing compared to the formidable depth of the ocean. It's very far away, even from the first layer called the epipelagic zone. Its lower boundary lies at a depth of 200 meters. This is where sunlight can still penetrate and where phytoplankton lives, as well as the fish that feed on it, plus predators like dolphins or sharks. But can a human get any deeper? This is Ahmed Gaber, and he has broken a record for the deepest scuba dive at a stunning 332 meters. This means he reached the mesopelagic, also known as the midnight zone. It extends from 200 to 1,000 kilometers below the surface. Even the best military submarines can't go down this line. There's no sunlight anymore, and animals living there possess incredible features. They've adapted to semi-darkness thanks to their big eyes and bioluminescence. And what's more, this place is where 90% of all fish can be found, and that's around 10 billion tons. The population of creepy cyclothone alone stands at 1 quadrillion fish. But it's just the tip of the iceberg, since deep-sea trenches extend across many more kilometers and keep many secrets. What if we try to explore them? How do we reach the dark and cold ocean floor if even submarines can't do that? The deepest point is located beneath the Western Pacific Ocean. It's the Mariana Trench. It's called the Challenger Deep, and it has a depth of 11,034 meters. The pressure at that depth is 100 times higher than on the surface. To survive in this place, we'll need a special watercraft. The most famous of them is Deep Sea Challenger, as it was used in 2012 by Oscar-winning director James Cameron in an expedition to the Mariana Trench bottom. The only piloted submersible that had ever been there before was Trieste. In 1960, this bathyscaphe, carrying Lieutenant Don Walsh and Jacques Picard, an engineer, became the first vehicle in history to descend to the ocean floor. Since then, 13 more people have repeated this journey. That's 10 times less than astronauts flying into space. The deepest region of the ocean is called the Hadal Zone. It stretches from the 6 kilometer point and down to the very bottom of oceanic trenches. Life forms that have adjusted to existing in such a place look like a product of some mad imagination. For example, these disco jellies, or this snailfish that resembles a water dragon, or these fish that belong to the genus of Ophidian and look as though they've been turned inside out. scientists haven't used piloted vehicles, but rather modern and remotely controlled ones to study them closely. They can descend to the maximum depths and stay there for a long time while receiving commands via long cables. But even they sometimes fail to withstand severe conditions specific to the ocean floor. In many ways, they're even more dangerous than those of outer space. In 2014, an underwater vehicle, Nereus, operating under the U.S. flag, went down to the Kermadec Trench located close to New Zealand. It was simply torn apart at a depth of around 10 kilometers because of high pressure. At that time, it was the only functioning watercraft designed for such missions. Losing it caused a long hiatus in related studies and stalled progress. It seems that we've tried to bite off more than we could chew. But there are other oceans in this world, too, and they're even more inaccessible and hostile. Why are extraterrestrial oceans much more mysterious than our own? The surface of Europa, Jupiter's satellite, is composed of water ice. According to scientists, this ice sheet has a thickness between 15 and 25 kilometers, and under it, there's an ocean. Astrobiologists suggest that there might well be life on its bottom around hydrothermal vents that release the satellite's internal heat. This kind of life might be similar to that existing in the deep waters of Earth. Furthermore, Enceladus, Saturn's satellite, may also be habitable. From time to time, steam jets generated by internal heat break through the ice covering its poles. In 2018, a space probe called Cassini discovered that they contained water. However, to find life there, we'll have to send a Nereus-like probe to the depths of both satellites. But the ocean of Enceladus must be around 30 kilometers deep, while on Europa, the waters must be as much as from 60 to 150 kilometers deep. That's 15 times more than what we have here on Earth. What can be hidden at a tremendous depth like that? Compared to this, Cameron's expedition seems to be a cakewalk. Such a mission requires serious preparations, and that's why NASA has started practicing deep diving on Earth. So, how is the space agency going to explore the mysterious ocean pits of our planet? We've entered the coastal water with scuba sets, we've reached the depths in bathyscaphes, and yet we don't really know what lies in most of the water territory. At the moment, around 80% of the ocean remains unexplored. These ocean parts are called the bathypelagic and abyssopelagic, or the midnight zone and the abyss. Highly specialized species resistant to high pressure, like, for example, a tripod fish or a deep-sea anglerfish, are just a small part of the deep-sea world we've managed to discover. Given zero visibility, the research is basically done by groping around in the darkness. And since the submersibles can work only for some limited time under such enormous pressure, it's impossible to probe the vast expanse of the midnight zone and the abyss. Or instead, it used to be impossible until NASA stepped in. They've created an underwater drone called Orpheus to fill in the blanks on ocean maps. It's equipped with high-sensitivity cameras and sensors that had been previously installed on the Perseverance Mars rover and can examine rocks, shells, living organisms, and create 3D maps of the bottom areas. The relatively small probe weighs 250 kilograms and is made of syntactic foam, a floating composite material filled with teeny glass beads to make it more durable. Sounds fun. I'd like to take a ride in it. And its powerful flashlight helps it save energy and take high-quality pictures. At the same time, many details for the Orpheus were taken from the bathyscaphe used by James Cameron to go down the Mariana Trench. I guess it means that we're going to witness mysterious creatures getting discovered very soon. Who knows how many of them lurk in the obscure world of the oceans? And who knows what else we can find in the abyss? Perhaps a huge prehistoric shark that crashes our probes. Or maybe Atlantean citizens are behind that because they hate seeing our machines polluting their secret city. Or could it be aliens doing their best to stay unnoticed? Anyway, drop a comment and tell us what you expect to find on the ocean floor. But remember, if you gaze long enough into an abyss, the abyss will gaze back into you.
That's what I like to tell some people too. If you graze long enough at the abyss will graze right back long at you. And it don't have to be a ocean floor or nothing. You know, sometimes people walk down an abyss in this big dark ocean. Have you never walked down there before? Never discovered nothing. And you're just walking into something that people tell you, don't go there. Don't go down that abyss. And they don't listen to you. Be your mom, dad, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, cousins, best friend. You know, children, like mine, ex-wife, ex-husband, more Casey, like ex-wife, like mine. And once they went down that abyss, they didn't like what they see. You know, they didn't like what they see. And the life they living now, when they had it living with you, they just pretending they like it. They don't like it. Just they thought the grass gonna be green on their end of the fence, and soon they found out it's nothing but dust, winds, cloudy sky, gray sky, dark sky, gray sky, dark sky. And it was nothing like when they were with you. And that's my point of the day, is try to give people to go to God. Come back from the abyss. You know? Forgive those people that hurt you. Don't open old wounds. No matter what it is. You're black, a white, black woman, black man, and you want to be an astronaut, go for it. Go for it. You can die from anything. Don't be scared to rocking on, okay? Don't let people say only white people do that. They just put that in your head because they don't want to do it. They never have the courage to do it. You don't want to be no doctor, no lawyer, being in a courthouse all the time, being in a building with nasty patients and all. You want to get out there and explore something and live a venture and be a part of a team. Your African American children need to start looking towards NASA and the space program. Our white Caucasian brothers, they leading the way. You know? Gotta hand it for to them. Even though they saw astronauts blew up and everything, they still sign up. Like Nancy Nicholson said, where's my people? You know? It's not a black, it's not a white thing, people. And who knows? You might make the discovery. You might make the discovery. So get on the back wagon, because we get more blacks, children in the space program. I don't care if you work at Cape Canaveral or you working on engineering the rocket for the ship, or you an astronaut training, or whatever it is. You are part of that team. It's not the days like yesterday when they first started. It was just white people. NASA wants you. NASA needs you. You know, they would love to have people of color. That would put them back on top. So, think about it. That's one way to get out the ghetto, the hood. You know? You will have astronaut pay for the rest of your life. Family will be taken care of. Nice neighborhood with nice other astronaut wives will take good care of you. And it's part of the military, because Trump made it now. Space Command made it part of the military branch. That's a little good thing he did. I can get him little, like 7% credit for that. But we need you. We need you, African Americans. Spanish. It's Corey Whitlock on the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And let's fly. And of course, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And naturally, we love you. Once again, let's fly. See you next episode.